Canadians' homeowners and renters seem to be warming up to the idea of cannabis dispensaries in their neighbourhood, although more than half still aren't keen on the prospect, according to a poll released October 8. Real estate website Zucasa found that 42% of respondents to its nationwide poll said they would be comfortable with having a legal cannabis dispensary near their home, which is up from 33% 1 year ago. The proportion was higher among renters, with 56% of renters being fine with the idea, compared with just 36% of homeowners feeling happy to have a dispensary close by. Over the year since the legalization of cannabis, which has its anniversary October 17, Canadians have also become less likely to think a nearby dispensary would devalue a home. Fewer than one-third, 32%, of all respondents felt that dispensaries would have a negative impact on nearby home values, down from 42% last year. However, homeowners were more likely to think there could be a negative effect on prices, at 35%, compared with just 25% of renters. Another devaluation question was on whether smoking cannabis inside a home would affect its resale price and its overall condition. More than half of Canadian homeowners, 64%, and renters, 53%, agree that smoking weed inside would devalue a home, which comes to 61% for all respondents. Respondents were still quite divided on whether growing a legal amount of marijuana, maximum of 4 plants, in a home would have negative resale effects. Just under half, 48%, of Canadians said that homegrown pot would dissuade them from buying a property, which is down from 52% in 2018. Landlords responding to the survey were much more concerned about the growing or smoking of cannabis in their properties. Some 85% of respondents who said they own rental properties agreed they would rather have tenants who did not engage in such behavior. Landlords have also become increasingly worried about cannabis-related damage to their properties, with 57% citing this as a bigger concern for them since cannabis was legalized. And more than half, 55%, said they would consider charging higher rent in future to cover potential cannabis-related damage. However, renters seemed better informed than their landlords on the topic. More than half, 53%, of renters said they understood their rights when it came to smoking or cultivating cannabis inside their home, while only 43% of landlords said they understood what could and couldn't be enforced within their rental. Zucasa's survey respondents may be overestimating the negative impact of nearby dispensaries on home values. In April, Business in Vancouver reported that in Colorado, which legalized marijuana in 2014, houses within 160 meters of a retail marijuana store were valued 8.4% higher than those outside of that radius, according to a study in the academic journal Economic Inquiry. Elton Ash, Regional Executive Vice President for RE, MAX of Western Canada, told BIV that concerns about falling real estate prices are unfounded. The reason for the discrepancy between Canadian expectations and relevant data, he said, results from preconceived notions stemming from illegal grow operations that have dominated the black market trade in cannabis. With files from Albert Van Santvoort, Business in Vancouver.